Right,
fantastic, thank you very much.
Do it yourself if you want.
So it's 8:40. We've glanced out of the window. We've got sunset, beautiful orange underneath the kind of dark clouds over Ipswich. And that, I guess, is the end of Ramadan, is it?
That's the end of Ramadan, right.
Tuck into a date. Brilliant.
A date is the first thing we usually start off with. Date and water is usually the case. Sometimes milk.
The sleep pattern is what I find the hardest because you're getting up really early and then you're going back to sleep. Then you have to get up to go to work and, you know, you're eating at 3 o'clock in the morning, which sometimes you're actually forcing yourself because, you know, you just think, well, if I don't eat, I might start feeling hungry when I don't know that you would, but it's just...
So after eating, you've gone back to sleep before waking up to then go out again. Yes. So you're getting kind of lots of mini naps rather than a full night's sleep.
And then you feel a bit zombified. I do personally, not everybody does, but yeah. So, you know, that's my biggest struggle is the sleep deprivation, I think. So, and when we want to make the most of the hours, and it's such a short time from breaking the fast to starting the fast again, that, you know, you want to make the most of that time. So, and you just tell yourself it's just for this month. So, you know, I'll push myself and deal with it.
So, as it comes to an end, how do you feel? Is there a bit of relief? Do you kind of look back on? Do you feel kind of proud? What's your emotion when you've...
Sad.
Yeah?
Yeah, sad that it's gone. Because at the time it seems, you know, it's going steady. But now when you look back, all of a sudden it's finished and you kind of... I know I miss it. Mm. So, yeah.
Because it's a really strange emotion because you're slightly melancholy and you're also slightly relieved that it's finished. And you're melancholy because, like, there is so much community involvement. Like, you know, today we've got loads of friends around at the mosque. They give free food every day. And the fact that people are empathising with people who are not eating involuntarily throughout the world, people are giving more. And that's the other side of Ramadan, the character side, the community side. And that's something which you hope to continue post-Ramadan. But it doesn't always work like that. But the very fact you experienced it in Ramadan, it is something quite special.
We've got some fantastic food on the table. Let me come round to the other side and just include Kerry in the conversation. So, I mean, talking of giving, you had the GMAS fundraising event as part of Ramadan, raising money for survivors in transition. What was the total that came out of that?
We raised £2,000 this year for survivors in transition, so we were really happy with that. It was a really good event.
So how did it go on the night? Did you get many people fasting along?
Yeah, I think we actually had record numbers this year of people who fasted. Obviously, every year we'd hope to improve on our last year. So we're really happy with the numbers of people that took part and supported. And I think they've done really well.
And just talk me through what we're going to be eating now. This looks fantastic.
We've got vegetable samosas. Well, we've just had some dates and then we're going to have vegetable samosas, some aubergine fritters and onion bhajis and dip. And then we'll probably do our prayers first and then we'll eat, and we've got chicken curry and rice. Yeah, a bit of a feast because it's the last night.
Thank you for that.
So we're just clearing away very dutifully. A fantastic meal, thank you very much. And how do you guys feel having had something to eat?
Oh, like I could go to sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so do you get a sleep in tomorrow morning, or you'll still get up for early prayers?
It has to be, one of the prophetic traditions is to actually wake up early in the morning on Eid and make the most of the day, you know. We have to attend the early morning congregation, which in Ipswich I think is at 8:45. So, and then there's, because of the sheer volume of people that attend, there's actually a second congregation about an hour and a half later to accommodate all the, the growing Muslim population in Ipswich and surrounding areas. So.
We were talking earlier, while people were eating, about, I don't know, the kind of reflecting on the more spiritual side of Ramadan. What do you learn, what do you feel throughout that month?
You just feel more in touch with, you know, what other people might be experiencing around the world, you know, because you're not eating and drinking, you relate to how they may feel, because you just, it's not something you would think about on a normal day, but because you're fasting, you just, it's something that's more in your mind. And the thing is with us, we know that we're going to have something to eat or something to drink in a few hours, whereas, you know, these people, they don't know that. And you know, when you're feeling tired and sluggish, I was thinking today how, can you imagine feeling like that every day? I just, you know,
not knowing where your meal is going
to
come from.
Exactly. And so, you know, we have to be really grateful for the many blessings we have. We have food, we have drink, we have shelter. You know, we're not in the middle of wars and things like this. So, you know, we've got so much to be grateful for, really. And it just brings it all back to you. And you have all this time where you can think and pray and just look around and just, you know, see the many blessings that we have.
By giving yourself that time, you can be more grateful. And your gratitude is expressed in also your behaviour through the month as well, by being more generous, by inviting people around for dinner, being more charitable, making, you know, more donations than any other month. You know, it's the other 11 months, you know, most people do find that they're so busy with the just the day-to-day functions, that they don't have that time to be grateful. And often you're stressed out and you've got a lot of people have targets, deadlines, etc. So you're so busy thinking about that. Most people don't have the time to be grateful. So I think, like Michelle said, this month, you know, especially you have that time to reflect and to just, as I said, to take stock of the many blessings that God has provided us with.
And my final question, what will you have for breakfast?
Well, English.
A nice cup of tea.